Ladies and gentlemen, step right up. Let's go see the elephant. When I'm a road.
Time, prime time show coming to you once again as lively as we can be on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer. And what a gorgeous day we've had here in Central Florida. I hope you've been able to make the most of it. And I hope we can help cap it off for you. I am Christopher Hart, along here with the chairman of the board, Mike McBath. We got Nick Lo Cicero on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. So please join us at any time that you feel inspired to do so. And we got a lot to talk about tonight. There's a bunch of new polls out. They all pretty much say pretty much closely the same thing anyway. And we're going to talk about Hillary. There's some new news about that. We might even talk about the Westminster Dog Show.
I like that, Chris.
There you go.
Let me ask you a question. Are you getting a little tired of all these polls? I mean, the only poll that I get excited about anymore is just pole dancing. I mean, I'm tired about all that. One poll every day, there's a new poll. They're just like the sports prognosticators, aren't they?
Yeah, well,
North Carolina, they were going to win. Panthers, no one's going to beat them. Guess what? You're all wrong.
You got to, election day is the tell-all. And speaking of election day, the South Carolina primary is Saturday. It's a Saturday primary. And also the Nevada caucus. Yes,
right.
For the Democrats.
Right.
It'll be Republicans primary in South Carolina Saturday, Democrat caucus in Nevada Saturday. And the Republicans will have their primary or caucus or whatever it is in Nevada, whatever it is. And then the Democrats will have their primary in South Carolina a week from Saturday. So there'll be a lot happening starting Saturday. We'll get some real poll results on Saturday from both sides. We'll get some poll results from the Republicans in Nevada on Tuesday, and then we'll get some poll results that following Saturday on the Democrats in South Carolina. So and then we get Super Tuesday right after that, March the 1st.
It's interesting. After, whenever the election's over, you never see the TV stations come back and say, boy, we really missed that one. We said he was going to come in first, and we came in third. They just passed right on by. Like, well, you were about 40 points off.
It's called whistling past the graveyard.
They're like a stockbroker.
Hopefully nobody remembers, right?
Yeah, that stock was supposed to be good, but don't worry about that one. The next one's going to be better.
That's right. They don't do on the TV news like we do here.
That's
where
exactly
we archive
right.
Our shows.
We are
going
out
there.
In front, WWE, right?
That's it. And real quickly, just a heads up for you. On Saturday, the election will be covered live. The election and the caucus will be covered live with live election night coverage right here on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer, starting at 8 o'clock, 8 till 11. You'll have Hugh Hewitt from Washington D.C. and Mike Gallagher from South Carolina. So that will be live election night coverage this Saturday, 8 to 11, right here on these stations. So join us and tune in for that.
But when do the polling booths open up? Is it 8 in the morning?
I believe in South Carolina it's 7 to 7.
And they put people outside to question them and everything afterwards?
Well, there'll be some exit polling, yes.
Don't you think we'd have an idea by 4 o'clock in the afternoon who's probably going to win this?
If the results are going to be anything like New Hampshire, which these poll numbers all indicate, we may know a winner pretty much at like 7:01.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And then the question will be the race for second, third, fourth, and on down the line.
That's why I always wonder they have this late commentary. Well, you might be able to start your commentary at lunchtime.
It almost is that. But we'll get to those poll numbers in a minute. And, of course, another great way to listen live is to download the free app into your smart device. And we were talking about this last night. And in just a second, I'll get Nick to give us the final poll results from yesterday.
That's right. We had a great response to that last night, Chris.
It was.
Yeah, that was outstanding.
And we've got another poll question up today. We'll go over that here in just a second. But please, if you haven't done this, Mike's done it now. Mike's all set up. I'm getting set up tonight. Download the free 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer app. You find it at your device's iTunes or Google Play Store. You go in there and you search WORLFM. That's the key here, okay? WORLFM. Once you download the app and you're all set up, you can listen live to all the programming. You can interact with the station. You can participate in these polls like last night and tonight. And the polls we're going to do every day, 5 days a week anyway. Contests, games, giveaways, station news, programming updates you will be privy to that no one else will. You'll have news feeds with updates, and you'll be able to sign up for news events and programming alerts. And perhaps something you might really enjoy, they're calling a talk back feature. Yes, you can talk back to us. you can go there and you can record some comments that that if they don't violate FAA or whatever FCC regulations,
or Ben 14, remember Ben's right. Back there moderating these things.
He's going to as long as they're airable, they might actually end up on the air. There's no promise, but you won't find out unless you try it. All right, but you got to have the app in your device to be able to do that. Now, okay, so last night we did a poll, and the poll question was, this is our first one, the poll question was, did Donald Trump go too far when he started criticizing W? Nick, do we have any
Nick, before the final countdown,
yes.
What did I say? I said Donald Trump did not go too far.
You said no, that's right.
Right.
And
so what's the answer?
The people agree with Mike McFadden.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You know, I'm the people's man.
It actually got a little closer since when we went off the air at 7 o'clock last night, but it ended up at 54% no.
Wow. All right. So that was a cut and dry one. And today's question, you know, they just started filming the new Star Wars movie, right?
They did.
Mm-hmm. Couple of people to the cast. And one of the people that they added to the cast is Laura Dern. Okay.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, Bruce Dern's daughter.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we asked the question, is Laura Dern a good cast or a good fit for Star Wars? All right. Nick? Any response?
Yes. So far, 20% say yes, 40% say no, and 40% answered, wasn't she eaten by a dinosaur in Jurassic Park?
So this is a multiple choice question. Is Laura Dern a good cast fit for the new Star Wars movie? 20% say yes, 40% say no, and 40% so far say, wasn't she eaten in the Jurassic Park movie?
Oh, my God. What a response. You know?
All right. So you never know what the question's going to be. This is part of why we went, you know, sort of away from politics. You never know what the question's going to be, but there'll be something there every day for you to participate in. The whole idea is to offer you a whole new set of ways, if you will, to interact with us and the radio station here. And certainly, if you have comments about the programming, let them know, good or bad. They want to hear from you. All right. And then tomorrow, and that poll question will be until midnight tonight. And then tomorrow, we'll put up a new poll question. All right?
All right.
So every day, you're going to want to go there and check it out and have your say, so to speak. Okay. Speaking of having your say, yesterday Barack Obama, let me back up, because we already mentioned these polls, and mm-hmm. I got probably 8 or 9 polls here, so I'm not going to go through all of them. I'll just sort of select a couple or three here that are pretty indicative of where things are. And all I can say is, who gave Donald Trump the nickname Moby Dick?
You, Chris, you did.
Old Moby Dick is swimming stronger than ever. A new CNN South Carolina poll, this is South Carolina, mm-hmm. shows Trump at 38%. Cruz 22, Rubio 14, Jeb 10, Carson 6, and Kasich 4. Now, in terms of the top three, that poll is about as close as it gets, 38 to 22.
Right. All right. You're right. That spreads
but
it out.
Because
there.
Pretty much each poll shows a margin of 16 points or more on the upside for Donald Trump. And national polls are similar. The Quinnipiac National Poll shows Trump at 39, Rubio 19, Cruz 18. And by the way, these two polls are post-debate polls.
Right.
Okay,
Chris, did you notice that Bush was at 4?
Yeah, and that
I mean, this is a national poll, and he's at 4?
Yeah.
All this money?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Now, I must say, no, I made a little mistake there. The closest poll actually is a Quinnipiac, North Carolina poll, which shows Trump 31, Cruz 22.
Right.
So there's a margin there of 9 points. That is the closest margin, though. The rest of them are 16 points or more. For instance, the Reuters tracking national poll, get this, Trump 41, Cruz 17, and then Ben Carson 12 and Rubio 10. But nonetheless, Trump is way out ahead. And when you start asking the question, who will win the general election? Trump 77, Rubio 61, Cruz 60. And even when you look at favorability amongst Republicans, Trump 62% favorable, 21 unfavorable. Ted Cruz, 62-23. Rubio, 64-19. So Rubio has the best spread there, favorability. But Trump right. And Cruz
close.
Are right on their heels, right?
So personal attacks, maybe okay. Did you see the day, and we were laughing about that, Trump told Cruz he ought to get rid of his glasses so he could look cooler.
I didn't know Cruz wore glasses.
I guess he does. And, you know, when you're doing your debates and everything, I guess you look cooler without your glasses. But I just laughed about that. It's like, hey, buddy, get some braces. Like, I mean, is this immature? Oh, it's
there's been
it's
a couple
great.
Of sort
it's
of comical things
great.
Here. One last poll number, though, and this one, once again, goes to why a lot of people are confused about Trump. Because when you look at South Carolina evangelicals, if I told you it was 42-23-14, who would you think had the 42 amongst evangelicals in South Carolina?
Cruz.
That's who you think probably should.
Who I would think, but I do know.
Trump.
Right.
42.
Mm-hmm.
Cruz, 23. Rubio, 14. Amongst evangelicals.
And Chris, but what we talk about, what is the number one objective of the people who love Trump? It's to resolve, like you said, yes, resolve problems. That's all I care about. I put everything else aside.
Yeah, and
if
you don't believe us, I'm going to read to you, a couple of paragraphs out of today's Orlando Sentinel. They did a headline story above the fold about how the elections offices saw a lot of traffic, including yesterday,
right.
As people were registering and re-registering. So I'm going to read that when we come back. But you are listening to the American Adversaries, and please download that free app. It's free. It's a great app, WORL-FM, in your iTunes or Google Play Store, WORL-FM. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the show, folks. I have a tiger for you there. 407-774-8255 is the number. Before we went to the break, I was referring to an article on the front page of today's Orlando Sentinel where it talks about how the elections offices, the county election supervisors' offices,
right.
were busy all over Central Florida yesterday and the lead up to yesterday as people were registering and re-registering to vote in this month, or actually next month's primary. March the 15th will be our primary here. And there's just a couple of comments here in the paper that kind of echo some of the stuff that we've been saying on the show here. And we've been trying to be as analytical as possible and telling you why Donald Trump is where he is. And as we've been saying over and over and over again, and yesterday old L. Rush Fuzzbo chimed in, and that is that people want problems solved. And the rest of the other business can wait right now. You know, all the ideology stuff, that all can wait in a lot of people's minds. Obviously not everyone's, but in a lot, and we may see how many. The article contains some quotes that I want to read here. Several voters switched their affiliation from unaffiliated or Democrat on Tuesday, said they did so to vote for Trump in the Republican primary. Lisa, and I'm hesitant to read her last name, even though it's right here in the Orlando Sentinel today, because did you see about Jerry the King Lawler?
Oh, yeah, right. Lisa X.
Let me divert for a moment here. Jerry the King Lawler is, of course, in case you don't know, a very famous professional wrestler, was in a number of movies, actually. He's also known for slapping old, what was his name, Andy Kaufman around. Remember him?
Yep.
The comedian. And he tweeted that he said, let me see if I can read the tweet here. He said, I thought I had the tweet here. Anyway, he said something to the effect of, you can join me in I'm supporting Donald Trump. He expressed his support for Donald Trump. Started getting death threats.
But we discussed it. If I had to bet on the WWE crowd, right?
Well,
I would bet 80% are Trump people. Hardworking.
I'm wondering if it came from somebody in the
WWE
universe.
That's what I mean. Maybe it came from one of the Barkies, one of the Clinton background people.
Could be.
This could be a setup.
So I won't. Given that, I won't read Lisa's last name. Okay?
No, don't do that.
If you want to find out, though, it's in today's Orlando Sentinel. Lisa something of Orlando had been a Democrat since she first registered to vote in 1983, but no more. They now quote her. I dropped off 3 new registrations for family members who never registered to vote before, and I'm here to change from Democrat to Republican myself and my mom. And we're all voting for Donald Trump. Now, this is the important part. The reason, she said, was immigration. He's strong on immigration, and everything trickles down from there.
And that's a valid point. That's a well-thought-out point on her part.
In other words, she wants a serious problem solved, and everything else will flow from that.
Right. Employment,
that's
taxation,
what we have
healthcare,
been saying.
Everything comes.
Yeah, we were just a little bit more specific.
Was simple, but right on the money.
It was. And then Daniel and Lizette, once again, I hesitate to read their last name. Daniel and Lizette of Orlando were returning to being Republicans after a few years of being unaffiliated. They now quote them, "We are deciding between Marco Rubio and Donald Trump." And there are similar comments from other folks. So, this is, if for no other reason, Donald Trump should be applauded and thanked for the enthusiasm and the reinvigoration that he has brought to a lot of people who were disillusioned.
Chris, as much as I dislike Bad Grandpa, I mean, imagine all the people he's registered on the Republican side or the Democratic side who have never voted before.
Yeah.
I mean, once they understand, they're not going to vote for him, but at least they're registered.
All right. Let's see what Joe has to say about it. Joe, thank you for calling tonight.
Hey, how are you? Hey, if you pay very, very, very close attention, you'll see that Donald Trump is not only listening to Michael Savage, his borders, language, culture, it's his whole platform. It is, for a fact. He's been on his show, I've heard him, and he thanks Michael Savage a little more than every other host out there. I take offense to Glenn Beck and this blitzkrieg between Glenn Beck, Michael Medved, and a few others, putting down Trump using every minute of their airtime. This is unprecedented, whether you like it or not. The guy, no one even knows how he's going to govern.
I agree, Joe. I think there's like a conspiracy out there between those three.
Well, it's just because, and I'll let you finish your thought, but part of it is because he's just so at odds with what they feel should be the proper candidate, you see?
Right.
And they have lost, they have totally lost objectivity. And
he's not only non-establishment, he's the unconventional as hell. And I'm waiting for one of them to mention the fact that he's a host on a TV show, whatever they call it.
Oh, they've mentioned that.
Yeah, that's been brought up.
They oftentimes cloak.
The point. What's the content? The content is, it's not some freak eating worms on Survivor on an island. It's how to make young people in suit coats go into a boardroom, which is done every day in America, and be disciplined and create a product and a service. If that isn't the epitome of what is correct and good, then I don't know what is. Call him what you want.
Yeah.
But that's the content of his show, and you better give him credit for it.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And there's another thing about Trump and his ego, if you will. He, in a lot of ways, reminds me of Michael Jordan. Because no matter what Michael Jordan does, he wants to be the best at it. He, whether it's playing golf, he tried to play baseball, playing basketball, he's a natural-born competitor. And that's what we need in the White House, a natural-born competitor, because competitors want to be best. They want to be number one. And they'll do what it takes to do that. And instead, we've had these wishy-washy politicians who don't really know, other than in the political arena, how to truly compete in life.
Well, Chris, when you're talking about a competitor, how would you rate Obama on the pro golf circuit?
Loser.
That's about how he is in politics, too, right? About 298.
You know? Loser.
What
loser.
A loser.
And by the way, people who question Trump's qualifications or his ability to be a president should take note of the story today about ISIS. Okay, ISIS is going bankrupt. Do you know why ISIS is going bankrupt? Because for the last couple of months, we actually started bombing their doggone oil facilities and taking away their revenue. Who has been saying to do that since last June? A fella by the name of Donald Moby Dick Trump has been saying that. He's been saying, bomb the oil facilities and take the oil. And all that Medved can say is, what does he mean by take the oil? Well, read the newspaper. We took the oil away from them. And now they're going broke. And we're out of time, and we'll be right back.
FM 105.
Tough guy. Ho!
That's our man, Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Chris, he's one of our favorites, though. I mean, you know, you've met him many, many times.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
always going to our meetings / parties, right? He actually came down to our last one. He saw that we were yeah. having it, and he called yeah. up and said, do you mind if I join you? I said, well, do you want to go to the meeting part or the party part? And that was quite obvious which direction he wanted to go.
But, yeah, he brought his wife with him. That
yeah, that's
time,
right.
Too.
But hey, what a great guy. What a good yeah, American,
they're,
too.
They're both great folks. And
you remember his father.
Diehard conservatives, too.
Oh, are you not kidding? You know, his father was a police chief for like 30 years up in western New York.
Yeah, yeah.
Hacksaw actually was the state champ in wrestling in high school.
Yeah.
You know, he's not just like a funny
Greco,
wrestler.
That's Greco-Roman wrestling.
Yeah.
Yes,
and, you know,
Olympic
so.
Style. Yeah, he says that everywhere in the world he's known as Hacksaw Jim Duggan, except his hometown where he's still known as the old man's boy.
Yeah. Well, you know what he's doing now? 2 days a week he does a comedy act in nightclubs. And they say he's doing absolutely terrific. And as you know, if there was a guy full of stories, this guy can roll one after another. And, you know, which is great to see that because he's a very unique individual.
Like a lot of good comedians, he can make facial expressions.
Oh, yeah, that are just
keep
outstanding.
You in stitches.
I mean, I used to always love, remember, he looks like a wild man, stick his tongue out the side yeah, of his mouth yeah, like a crazy
yeah,
guy,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
beat the people over the head with a 2x4.
Yep.
Uh-oh, another closet wrestler.
Before we get off of the Republican side of things, it looks like Marco Rubio is going to pick up. He's already got Tim Scott's endorsement from South Carolina,
right.
the rookie senator from there, the black fellow. And now it looks like this evening he's going to pick up
Nikki Haley. Now, let's think about this. At 6 o'clock, they're supposed to announce this. My advice to her is reconsider your position. I'm telling you, if she wants to be vice president, which seems that, you know, I would just not go with anybody. You know, I would just say, I like you all. You're all my friends and I'll work for you all. And good luck.
Yeah,
I think she's crazy because I don't think Rubio can do it in the long run.
Well, she's putting her money, it appears, on
his
head. And probably angling, yes, to be a Rubio-Haley ticket.
Right.
Which I'm imagine to a lot of Republican establishment types.
Would that be attractive.
That would be a very attractive ticket. Exactly. You would have governor and senator,
right.
youth, male, female, Hispanic. She's actually Indian, I believe. Of
right,
Indian
she is
descent.
Indian. Sort of like that wonderful Democrat from up in the...
Yeah, except Nikki Haley is bona fide.
Yeah, but she's real.
Exactly.
The one that taught at Harvard that really wasn't an Indian.
Right. So that appears to happen tonight. And obviously, she's trying to give him a boost going into Saturday's primary. It appears, once again, if you believe there's any validity to these polls, that the fight right now appears to be over second place between Cruz and Rubio. But we won't really know until Saturday, obviously. If the turnout is large again, I would expect that to benefit, once again, both Trump and then a week later, Bernie Sanders, if there's a large turnout.
Right.
So we'll see. And
I actually think, though, Chris, if Trump wins big, it will definitely resonate into the Sanders side because, you know, the Democratic side, look what they did with the outsider. I believe it'll even pump Sanders even further if Trump wins big.
Right. And if Trump does win decisively and goes there, then it'll be just the following Tuesday, what, mm-hmm. 3 days later in
right.
Nevada, there is a new CNN poll out of Nevada, and it is even more impressive if you're a Trump fan. 45
wow.
to 19.
Ew.
And that's Trump over Cruz, and then Rubio follows up, and then everybody else tails
what
way off.
What is Jeff? I always want to know because he's a Florida guy.
1%.
At what?
One.
One?
You got...
How can you be at one, Chris? That's just like one person. Like,
this is the CNN Nevada poll. Trump, 45. Rubio, 19.
You know what?
Did I say Cruz? It was Rubio, 19.
Yeah.
Cruz, 17. Ben Carson, 7. Kasich, 5. Jeb, 1.
Now, I wonder if we could go bet on that in the casino there, because I'll bet you he's good. He's good for two.
I bet. You want to play the over-under
yeah,
with him?
I'm going to go. I'll take a total of two. Oh, that is just.
So
oh, my
if,
God.
If,
do you think that he would end it at that point?
You would think so, but no, I don't.
Even if he gets one.
Even if he gets one, I think. And he could, but I think I think the thinking amongst the establishment types is... If we can't stop Trump, we should. The second best thing is to try to not allow him to get 50% plus
one
delegates
right. Mm-hmm.
So that when we go to the convention, we'll keep everybody in line. We will deny Trump the nomination on the first vote. And then after that, Jeb can come riding in to the rescue.
Yeah, but Chris, you know that story. One is the loneliest number.
Well,
he comes in at one. Boy, are you really lonely.
And then, of course, there may be the reality that his donors and everybody else gives up on him and begins to put their money on Rubio. But I think that after South Carolina and especially Nevada, Kasich will be gone. And then the question will be, and to me it's a coin toss, as to whether Carson or Jeb stay or go. And it would be a coin toss in both of their cases.
I would think Carson's going to be going very soon.
It's a good possibility because he doesn't have the resources that Jeb Bush still has available. And what I mean by that,
that's
of course,
what I'm saying. That's right. Jeb will probably go a bit longer, but oh
right.
my God,
right.
is that embarrassing if he gets one?
Right. And then one other thing yesterday that actually is sort of elevates Trump's stature again is that Barack Obama commented on him.
Yep, Brock said, we know what he said. He said that under Brock's opinion, there's no way Donald Trump could ever be elected. Well, you know, Brock, that's the same thing I said about you. Did I make a mistake on that one?
Yeah, and he bases that.
And that's going to zoom Trump. I mean, he helped Trump better than any endorsement there was. So I figure Trump has elevated himself in the last couple hours.
And I thought I had a similar thought because he said he bases that on, he says, because I have faith in the American people, Trump will not be president. And I thought to myself, well, the American people elected you twice, their partner, so I wouldn't go put too much faith in them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go betting the farm on it there, son. But Trump, you know, just of course he fires right back and says, good thing I didn't run against Romney or you would have been a one-termer. So
I love it. That's great.
Yeah, I mean, he's one other thing, and then Joey, stay with you because I'll get to you right after this thought. But, you know, I've been thinking again about that debate the other night. and why it didn't hurt Trump, why a lot of people didn't think he went too far. Because I think that people were seeing him as the passionate fighter. In other words, he was taking incoming basically from all sides, and he was fighting back. And he wasn't being polite. He was interrupting. He was making his points, and he was doing it in an impassioned fashion. And people are just desperately starving for that.
No, I mean, they're so tired of this president who is such a wimpy geek.
Well, not just him, but
this is such a difference in personalities.
Not just him, but the people that we've been running out
right.
as our
All
presidential candidates. Mitt Romney was a geek. He was a pencil neck geek.
I like the guy.
I know, but he was a pencil neck geek, right? And McCain was a war hero, but I mean, he was a political lightweight when it came to that stage. And Jeb is he's a pencil neck geek. He just is. I'm sorry. I'm going to get in trouble for saying something bad about
him. Get him a scholarship to Gold's Gym. You know? Well, Joey's up here. He's getting
right,
ready to fire at us.
Let's go to Joey, and then Warren will take you next. Joey, thank you for calling tonight.
Yeah, gents, here's another reason Trump is the guy. You would agree that the television set has replaced, say, the Roman Colosseum. You sit in your living room, and this country is bloodthirsty for entertainment. Look at the NFL on Sunday. Who else is going to get down in the mud except Trump? Do you think Mr. Cruz is going to call Hillary Clinton a thug criminal in front of 50 million people during a debate? Trump is willing to get down into the mud and do what's necessary to win. The others are not. McCain, Mitt Romney, whether you like him or not, gentlemen, yes. Cruz will be the next fall guy in a long line of fall guys. Trump is willing to get in the mud, and that's what it's going to take. I don't want to hear Glenn Beck whine that he wants someone with integrity. The hell with integrity. Win the White House, then worry about integrity.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the sentiment of a lot of people.
Well,
and there's good reason for it, too. There is very good reason. You know, as much as I like Ted Cruz, one of the problems that he has is he's a sitting senator. So that makes him sort of a part of the what we perceive to be the problem, which is Washington, D.C. So he's kind of got that funk on him.
Of course he does.
And Trump, once again, and this is something that you're expressing, is that he is a passionate fighter. He's going to get in there, and he is going to give it. He's going to leave everything on the field.
Absolutely. He is a fighter. He is a pit bull. I never knew this about him. I only saw 5 minutes of his show 10 years ago, but I can see that he is a pit bull, and he doesn't let go. And look, Cruz has product knowledge. He knows the Constitution backward and forward.
Yeah.
But the average American thinks it's an outdated document. No one cares. He's establishment. People, and you notice Trump has put down the media, just like establishment Republicans. He's put the media in its place and just a couple of debates. This is pretty extraordinary what's going on. And they'll look back in history and they'll say, wow, this guy never looked back from June in 2015. No one even came near close to him, and he's going to win the nomination.
Yeah.
He's going to win it.
Oh, yeah.
But here's the bad news. You want the bad news?
Okay.
Uh-oh.
We're all being set up because Trump, unfortunately, will be the next fall guy. There are too many trillions of dollars in entitlement programs for blacks and Hispanics in this country. There's no way that they're voting for a rich, fat, white guy. They're not going to risk entitlement programs. This country has leaned towards socialism for a long time now. Trump will get the nomination, but he will not win, unfortunately. There's too many people with their hands out wanting free college and free things. We're being set up, gents. We're being set up once again.
Joey, just on that comment on if one reason I think Trump can extract the number of blacks and people of
Hispanics.
Hispanics is the fact that you know, if you show somebody the opportunity where they can make money, and, you know, certainly there's no one better than him, you know, do you want to live at an extremely low level or do you want to accelerate to the top?
Yeah,
and I do believe that he has the capability, at least convincing a number of people, that he can do that for them.
And I think real quick, and then I'll let you respond, too, but let me put in my 2 cents worth here, too, because I think Trump is quite aware of what you're talking about.
Right.
That is why he goes out of his way to say that he is not going to change Social Security. He's not going to change Medicare. He's going to make sure that nobody dies in the streets, that everybody will have some form form of health care, either through the private market or if they can't afford it. So he's, I believe, addressing those concerns. Will he do it enough? I don't know. But I'm of the opinion that there's some accounts that in the Democratic circles, they were, in Jimmy Carter campaign, they were tickled to death when Ronald Reagan was chosen as the nominee in 1980 because they thought that they could beat him, that he was the easiest one to beat. And in fact, most of the polls verified that right up to the very end. I'm of the opinion that, especially this year, be very careful what you wish for. And if you're a Democrat and you're wishing for Donald Trump, you better look out because he is going to take it to your candidate. And that candidate, is, you think what he's doing to these Republicans is something? Oh. Wait till he ties into them.
And he will confront them straight up on the stage.
You better believe it.
You better believe it.
Well, Time Magazine and Newsweek back in 1980 said that Ronald Reagan will never become president. So they were wrong, too. Trump will get his share a black and Hispanic vote, but in the final say, the have-nots rule this country, and there's a reason they call them 1%ers and 5%ers, because the 95% are not going to vote for a rich, white, fat guy. I know it's a wonderful thought, and I am hoping, but it's not going to happen, though.
All right, well, we'll see. Hey, Joey, have you ever heard us talking about Roxy Pacifics? Do you have any of that stuff?
No, I don't know what that is.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Roxy Pacifics is a great natural kelp-based solution that you can use on anything that skin irritation, everything from cuts, burns, mosquito bites, insect bites, to rashes, to chronic conditions. And the Roxys are great sponsors of the show, and they'd like to send you a free sample of that. So if you
thank you. I can use it when I'm watching the Democratic debate. I'll put it all over there and take care of this rash.
You'll feel like you're in heaven, Joey.
Well, it is safe to use, and you can use it.
Thank you.
You can use it both orally and externally,
right.
And you can use it on your pets. And
put it in your vodka.
It's just great stuff. And you can actually season food with it. Stay on the line. Nick will get your information, and they'll get that out to you in a week or so, okay? All right. Thank you, Joey. God bless you. And excellent phone call.
But don't you feel the way I do that Trump inspires people that could be in the lower rung of the ladder?
Oh, I do.
I mean, I've talked to these younger people, and they all say, oh, Bernie wrong. The right kids with the right mindset are fired up about Trump. And just like you read earlier,
I was just going to read it again.
What did that group of people say?
Lisa,
they're fired up.
Lisa of Orlando had been a Democrat since she first registered to vote in 1983, but no more. I dropped off 3 new registrations for family members who never registered to vote before, she said, and I'm here to change from Democrat to Republican myself and my mom, and we're all voting for Donald Trump. The reason, she said, was immigration. He's strong on immigration, and everything trickles down from there. I understand Joey's concerns, but I just think that this year, all bets are off when it comes to conventional wisdom.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, and this is why the know-it-alls, if you will, mm-hmm. are so frustrated with Donald Trump. You see, all their conventional wisdom has been worthless, and now they're all coming to my side, calling this stuff professional wrestling,
right?
Like we've been doing for 5.5 years,
running ahead of the crowd.
Yeah, you know, only by 5.5 years.
I know, but you know what? You wonder when the election is over and everything, how would you determine to pay all these prognosticators? They've been wrong in everything. I would have pay cuts if I were the different news channels. So.
Well, I hope they're not getting paid for their results. All right, we got a couple more phone calls, but I'm going to take a break. When we come back, we'll go to you, Warren, and then you, Al. 407-774-8255 is the number. Plus, we got a new contest tomorrow night based on the Super Bowl halftime show.
Well, this is going to be fun, so we'll get to that, too, after we get back.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. One thing we're not around here is lonely.
We're not. Lonely. I'll tell you, with the call-ins tonight, they've been pretty interesting, some of their comments, Chris.
Yeah, and by the way, someone called with an Android device and was trying to download our free app. And we're working on that. But if you're having problems with your Android device downloading the free app, just call the station call-in number here, and Nick will link you up.
Okay? Yeah, Chris, it's there, and I could send people the link if they call up the radio station. It wasn't coming up in the search for some reason, so we'll have to check on that.
All right, and Nick will follow up on that. In the meantime, you can call in, and he'll help you out. But that is a free app, WORL-FM, at your iTunes or Google Play Store. And we'll work on those Android devices. And tonight's question is Laura, for our poll, is Laura Dern, mm-hmm. is Laura Dern a good cast fit for the new Star Wars movie? Okay, we're going to go to the phone lines. I'm going to ask you to be concise and straight to the point because we're short on time. Warren, you're up first, and Alan James, we'll get to all three of you. Warren, thank you for calling.
Yeah, good evening.
Howdy.
Good evening, Warren.
Hey, you got to have Joey become part of the show occasionally, maybe once a week, have Joey's Corner or something like that.
Well, hey, by the way, Nick, tell everybody what you just told us about Joey.
Well, Joey, he never voted before, and apparently this will be the first time because he's been listening and wants to get involved.
There you go. All right, Warren.
See, Warren, we are doing what we're supposed to do. Every day we want to convert one to two more people.
There's a new poll that came out, though, and it's from NBC and Wall Street Journal, which is always kind of,
tainted?
Circumspect.
Okay,
they're showing Cruz up at 28% nationally and Trump down to 26%. Rubio third at 17 and Casio at
11.
So this is an NBC national poll just out.
And Wall right. Street Journal.
All right, and you say it shows Cruz at 28.
Cruz at 28, Trump at 26, Rubio at 17, and then trailing down Kasich 11. Mm-hmm. Person at 10, which is also suspect, and Bush at 4. That isn't suspect.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that one is definitely at odds with just about all the other. And you say this is a national poll.
It isn't reflecting the races that are coming up Saturday.
Okay.
Well, it's really great though to see the impassionist. Things going on with the different talk show hosts. So,
yeah,
you guys and Savage are where you belong, and then you got Mark Levin and Michael Medved.
They're out in center field.
They're just lost with it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, they are beside themselves. Yeah. Hey, all right. Thanks.
Take care.
Thank you, Warren. Appreciate the update. Okay, well, that's a very interesting poll there.
Wouldn't you have a tendency there? The question is. That poll with Wall Street Journal and
it's so at odds with all
so
of the
at
other
odds
polls.
With what we've just read yeah, them for
all,
earlier.
All of the other polls. Dude. We'll find out more yeah. Saturday. That's right. For sure.
Game time.
All right, Al, you're up next, and I just have a minute or so.
Am I the Al that's up next?
Yes, you are, Al. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Listen, as I observed the president making the statement that what's his name?
Trump.
Trump would not get elected.
Yep.
It reminded me of the past two elections, how the Democrats have fooled around with some of the voting going on in the various places, and what a great community organizer he is. And he's maybe has in the back of his mind that if Trump could make it, they might have to step up activities to play around with the voting.
So
I wouldn't put it past him. Franco got elected in Minnesota,
yeah.
Senator, and they know for certain, but they couldn't.
Yeah,
in a position to.
Yeah, you were talking about that, Al Franken. Yeah,
there's
yeah.
been a lot of irregularities that have gone on with the Democrats, and
yeah, well, there is always that possibility that he might be holding that ace in the hole, so to speak. Let's just hope that it doesn't it doesn't come down to that. I don't doubt that there'll be some element of voter fraud in pretty much every election. Let's just hope that the difference is large enough that it wouldn't make a difference, even if they did it. But, it's a possibility. I'm not going to rule it out, Al. Hey, Al, have you gotten a bottle of Roxy Pacifics? Did you hear me talking about that stuff with Joey?
Yeah, that's great stuff.
You do have some. Okay, good.
You sent me one once, and I used it and liked it and gave it to my wife, who who used it too.
Good deal. I tell you what, the stuff works. It's great stuff. Thank you, Al. I appreciate it. All right, I'm just out of time in this segment. James, if you'll please hold through the break, I promise you I'll take you at the top of the next segment, at the top of the hour. Just don't have time in this segment. I've got to give you enough time to say what you have to say. You are listening to the American Adversaries live on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer. When we come back, we'll take James's phone call and yours as well at 407-774-8255. If we get a chance, we're going to talk about Hillary's hookers. And how about this for measurements for you? 38, 33, 28. No, that's not Caitlin's measurements. I'll tell you what it is. You saw USA Today, you know what I'm talking about. We'll be back.
Intelligent Conservative, FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer, WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando. A service of...
Ladies and gentlemen, step it right up.
Welcome back to the show, or welcome to the show if you're just now tuning us in. Thank you very much for listening. You've got the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show coming to you live on this beautiful Wednesday hump day evening already. Coming to you on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer, and maybe even on your smart device because you have loaded in to your smart device the free WORL-FM app. That's right. You can find it at your iTunes or Google Play Store. Just download WORL-FM, the app there, and you'll be able to listen live anywhere you can take that thing, and you'll be able to interact with the station 24/7. You'll be able to participate in polls, contests, games, giveaways. You'll get station news. You'll be the first to get programming updates. You get a news feed. You can sign up for news. You can even do take part in a talk back feature when you can talk back to Mike McBath or whoever.
Ooh.
All right. I am Christopher Hart. That is Mike McBath. Nicholas Cicero is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. We also have in the studio with us now Amapola Hansberger, the founder of Legal Immigrants for America. And you can join that organization by going to golifa.com. And Bruni is also in with us today, so we've got some immigration stuff we'll be talking about. And of course, that is one of the focuses of this campaign. There is another focus of this campaign, too, that actually these are quite related or intertwined, I should say. So let's go to James and get James's thoughts. James, thank you for calling tonight. Appreciate your patience. Did we lose James? Oh, no.
I think he's,
hey,
he's here.
Okay, there we go. Okay, so I'm sorry, James. Go ahead. Start over.
No worries. Thank you. I'm going to make two quick points. I'll make them clear and concise. First of all, for the low-information voters or those who have never voted before, we are completely discounting, or I should say we, but people are discounting the unstoppable force of Donald Trump and his, what was it, 10, 12-year program, and it probably still is on, the Apprentice program.
Yep. It is, as a matter of fact. By the way, Celebrity Apprentice is going to be hosted by Arnold.
Right.
Arnold is going to do it. All right, go ahead, James.
So he's in the culture. People know who he is, and he's got a built-in integrity and trustworthiness as a businessman.
Well, you know, and to, you know, add on to your point there, name recognition is like 90% of the battle in politics.
What was the theme of his show? It was charity.
Well, charity and picking out people who can do the best
and
job.
And training people, right?
Yeah.
It was great.
All right, James, you said you had another point?
The second point is it's the economy, as we always hear. And he is a business person, and I feel sorry for anybody because America is a business. And anybody that's got to negotiate against Trump for a trade deal or for missiles or for anything, they're going to lose, bottom line. And that's why he's an unstoppable force. Our current administration can't negotiate the price of a Band-Aid. So I don't see how we cannot elect Trump and get him in there because America is a business and he'll be able to turn it around for all of us. even those that just got out of college.
Well, and obviously that's the, you know, his message is that he's going to do just that, make America great again. And as long as he keeps pumping that message and pumping it hard, it is going to be difficult to beat. I don't dispute that.
Chris, you can imagine the people he's going to appoint as heads of all the different departments. You know, you're going to have the best in the country as the heads of these departments. And we're going to be able to really trim them down, get them in shape, and put us in the right direction.
Don't go away, James. Last night, Trump did a rally in South Carolina where some guys stood up and started shooting birds with both hands, right? Well, a couple of people escorted him out. So Trump called those people up on stage, and one was a veteran guy, and the other was a veteran, Iraq War veteran, and now deputy sheriff. And the older fella said something that I think goes right to the heart of what you're talking about, what James talking about, what we've been talking about for months around here. He said, first of all, he said, I wasn't for you. I didn't know what to think about you to start with, you know, and Trump was laughing. And he said that we need some new thinking in Washington, D.C. And he's absolutely right. And that's what, James, that's what you're talking about. He'll bring a businessman's sense of reality, if you will, to Washington, D.C., where it is so sadly missing. Not only does Barack Obama not have anyone in his administration that have ever had any real-world business experience, but I'm sad to say there were scant few in the Bush administration as well. You had a bunch of high-priced ivory tower scholars running around, right? But you didn't have a whole lot of real-world business people in there, people who had actually done something in the real world. And we need that desperately.
You know, Chris, it was only 8% of the whole staff that had any business background at all. Can you imagine that in a government?
Ridiculous. Right. And so I believe, to your point, James, is that Trump is going to bring in people from outside the normal sphere of Washingtonianism, right? He's not going to go to the Dick Cheneys and the Condoleezza Rices and the old standard Karl Rove's hands. He's going to go to whole new people. And that's what we need. Go ahead.
And that's what we need. We need new thinking. Albert Einstein says you can't solve the current problem with the current thinking. You have to use different thinking.
Hey, you're absolutely right about that. James, I don't recognize your voice. Have you ever gotten a bottle of our Roxy Pacific stuff?
No, I've never gotten Roxy from you guys. I have called, though, before.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what I'm talking about with the Roxy. And if you'll stay on the line and give Nick your information, I'll have them send you a bottle when they send Joey from the last hour a bottle, okay?
That'll be great. Oh, by the way, Laura Dern, I think she'd be a good fit in the franchise.
Okay. All right. Well, if you can, download the app and register your vote. But thank you so much for being out there. We really do appreciate it. And by the way, folks, if you want to find out more about Roxy Pacifics or order some on your own, just go to skinfix.us. To fix your skin, go to skinfix.us. Ladies, I don't know if you heard me reading a couple of quotes here from the Orlando Sentinel as you were coming to the studio, but they did an article on how busy they were at the election supervisor's offices over the last few weeks, and especially yesterday, because yesterday was the deadline to register in one of the parties for the primary. Let me just read you a quote by a young lady, and I'm not going to give her name because Jerry the King Lawler tweeted out his support for Donald Trump and is now receiving death threats. But Lisa of Orlando had been a Democrat since she first registered to vote in 1983, but no more. Now they quote her, "I dropped off 3 new registrations for family members who never registered to vote before. And I'm here to change from Democrat to Republican myself and my mom. And we're all voting for Donald Trump. The reason? He's strong on immigration and everything trickles down from there."
Correct. That's correct.
And it, like with James, and this is something we've been saying, Trump is presenting himself as someone who is capable and willing to solve problems. And in essence, that's what Go Life is all about, right?
That's correct. We are aware of the harms that illegal immigration has caused to the United States of America, but many people are unaware of the harms. They don't know about the overcrowded or bankrupt schools in California that had to close. They don't know about the overcrowded or bankrupted hospitals. It's impossible to go to emergency hospital when you're sick, if you're an American. The lowering of the educational standards. Children are coming in with infectious diseases from south of the border. And our jails are full of illegal immigrants. And the list goes on and on to the harms, but we don't see it. You'd have to be in a border city to see it.
Well, a lot of people, I think, are aware of it. For instance, this lady Lisa,
yes,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to be re-registering as a Republican, went out and got some other family members to register. Obviously, to a lot of people, it is a huge issue. And because so many people understand that it is not just an issue of whether illegals come or go or not, but it very directly affects our economy.
And national security.
And national security.
But, I mean, can you imagine if they would actually put out what part of the national debt is related to immigration? They will never talk about that, Chris. And this is a massive amount of money that could be put toward Black Lives Matter or
yes,
other areas that we need help. And all this is being thrown into this because we don't even know where the people are. What is it, 500,000 of our visa situation? We can't find 472,000 of them?
That's right.
What's the cost to find them?
Ultimately, the...
Hold on a second. You need to... You're on the wrong microphone there. Oh. There you go. All right.
Thank you.
That's
sorry
okay.
about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it costs $1.6 billion a year in the U.S. to pay for the imprisonment
of
illegal immigrants.
Yeah, that's just one little factor.
Just one aspect
That's for the... Yeah,
one aspect.
Mm-hmm, to pay the jailer.
Yeah.
And that's not to pay the educator or the doctor or anybody else. So
yeah,
it is a huge economic impact
right,
on the United States.
Yeah, basically the economic survival of the nation is clearly very closely linked to what is going on.
And then you just think of all the cartels that are running around, the Central American, the Mexican cartels working all the border states. I mean, all
right,
the drugs that come in here and the cost to our society is really at a point that that's why I'm a Trumplican 100%.
Yeah, right. I believe and I pray that the people in Latin America recognize the danger that their children are in when they send them through the border. The human trafficking is terrible, and I feel for them because they're very vulnerable.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, there are a lot of children, minors, unaccompanied minors coming in still. The numbers, I believe, are rivaling last year's. We're not hearing anything about it, but they are flooding across the border, are they not?
They are, yes. And it was, I had some numbers here.
Okay, you're going to have to still speak into the mic.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, they are. Just since October, over 20,000. Unaccompanied minors, yes, have come.
20,000, yeah.
Yes, over,
20,000,
yes. Yeah. And they're trying to put them up in, they're considering putting them up in Air Force bases.
Yeah, military
bases, yes.
Right,
Homestead
right.
is one of them. Tyndall Air Force Base here in Florida.
Right, right. Yeah, they've moved the airplanes out. They don't need them.
And it's not their fault. They're being lured by all of the offers, giving them benefits. And then they get abandoned because, a friend of mine in Wisconsin, which is very, very cold, told me in church they showed up a whole bunch of illegal immigrants in T-shirts, and it was like 30 degrees below
because
zero.
They didn't have the clothing.
And they didn't have the clothing. They don't protect them.
Yeah, well,
they should stop coming.
Well, what the government is doing is they are planting, in essence, these people all over the country. And they're not sending them to any particular one spot, but they are at least temporarily housing them, evidently, on former Air Force bases and other military installations.
Some are in operation, actually.
Yeah, so it's a mess. And once again, this is a lot of people realize it's a huge mess. They want it cleaned up. They want it cleaned up now. And the guy that they think can do it is Trump. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. We got another number of other things to talk about as well. 407-774-8255 is the number. We'll go over our rules for our contest for tomorrow night again. And don't forget to download the free WORL-FM app into your device and participate in tonight's poll question. Is Laura Dern a good fit for the Star Wars series? We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, folks. Letting that bump play a little long. I just ran up the stairs here. Catch my breath.
Boy, Chris, that was pretty athletic. Downstairs, upstairs. I'm thinking, what happened to the guy? You know?
That's a song called Right Now by Van Halen when Sammy Hagar was singing with him. And why not? Right now. Okay? We get this immigration business squared away.
Chris,
right,
did you know
now
there's a Trump rally tonight, right?
Yes,
here in Orlando?
Is.
These
yes
women just mentioned that to me.
At the Eastmont Center.
Yeah. Wow.
Eastmont Civic Center. What time does it start?
For the Seminole County people. It started at 6 p.m.
Okay.
So I don't know. It might be in progress until late.
Okay, but if you're on the road and you're in the neighborhood, you can go by there right now. We'll give you a pass. We'll give you a hall pass to miss part of the show tonight.
Well, these two women are going to be there, so that could be a treat for those who show up.
You know? You say that's the Eastmont Civic Center? Okay, the Eastmont Civic Center is right off Ronald Reagan Boulevard, just south of 436.
That's right.
So go to the intersection of 436 and Ronald Reagan. Go south. Just look for the ball fields on your right. And the Civic Center is right behind the ball fields. So participate in that if you are so inclined to do so. And I'm sure he'll be personally making an appearance here in Central Florida pretty soon, I would imagine, as the Florida primary approaches.
Do you think Liberal Al will attend tonight?
I don't know. He said,
you know,
if Bernie,
haven't heard from him. He might be at that meeting.
He says if Bernie gets burnt, he's going to vote for Trump. So,
well, then he could be there looking at his second choice.
All right. And part of the appeal of Trump and Cruz is that they have stood apart from the rest of the candidates and the Republican Party when it comes to immigration. For instance, Paul Ryan just made an announcement having to do with the visa program.
Yeah, I mean, that was disgusting in the sense that he was going to let it continue on and not knock the numbers down or anything. So, in other words, we're just going to continue massively importing these people under the visa program. You know,
it's
what
outrageous.
Hey, Paul, you know what
outrageous
we want. This is not what we want. But, you know, he made it very clear. They don't plan to slow it down at all. Isn't that great?
Yeah. The appeal is for Trump is that he's at odds with not just Democrats but Republicans too, and that he wants to get these issues solved. He wants to get these problems solved, and whoever gets in his way, he's just going to bowl them over. Huh? But do you, as you're out and about talking to people about LIFA, are you hearing that people are as disgusted with the Republican Party as the Democrat Party when it comes to this issue?
We are very disappointed. Yes. We expected, after the supermajority was elected in November, was it November 14 or 13?
Yeah. Well,
last,
14.
Mm-hmm.
14.
November 2014.
We expected for them to do something, and they did nothing.
Right.
So they're earning the reputation of being the do-nothing party.
We had one of those parties, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, indeed. So people are gravitating to LIFA because they are just looking for somebody that will represent that voice for legal immigration only.
It's a voice for the voiceless legal immigrant. There are millions of us, but we always kept quiet, and it is time for us to make a difference. And
Yeah, immigration is a decisive issue for quite a few people. I've talked to people who say, oh, you know, Marco Rubio, he appears like he is the complete package. But this is his stance on immigration, and I just cannot vote for him because I can't trust him to, you know, not push through some type of amnesty or, you know, law that will be very beneficial for illegals.
Right. Well,
I wonder if it has to do with the fact that when he was born in the United States, and he is I saw this controversy. He was born in America, but both his parents were from Cuba, were not nationalized yet. So maybe he has empathy for them, and I don't blame him. But that's not the way of protecting the United States.
Right. So, in other words, because his parents were immigrants to the country, he has a little bit more of a soft place in his heart for illegal immigrants into the country.
Yes, and we all do. But we have to take care of our own family. Charity begins at home.
Well, yeah, indeed it does.
This is great, these two women, both of them. Now, you were a legal immigrant, right?
I came legally, and then my family lost everything to communism in Nicaragua, and that is why I'm very, very interested in educating some of the people out there about what the difference between capitalism and socialism.
So you're not voting for Bernie Sanders?
God.
I
think I like Daniel Ortega better, actually.
Okay.
They're friends, but I like Daniel Ortega better because Bernie is lying to the people every time he speaks about how much he's going to improve America. Is a fairy tale. And the differences between capitalism and socialism, the young people don't know. But they should ask themselves, who is in control?
Right. Yeah. It comes down to who's in control of the economy, who's in control of your life. And,
exactly.
And golifa.com is the website where you can sign up, get a lot of great information. And you can also text on your phone LIFA, L-I-F-A, to 53445. That's LIFA, L-I-F-A, to 53445. And you'll be privy to a lot of great information there. And the organization is growing. They're getting requests to speak from places all over the country, and a lot of great organizations are reaching out to LIFA because a lot of people, as Bruni and Amapola say, a lot of people see immigration as the number one issue, and like the newspaper article.
Most of you are all volunteers, right? You're just doing this out of your passion.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. It's a country. So that's great.
Nonprofit organization.
Isn't that terrific?
Nonprofit.
Yep. All right, we're going to have to go take a break. When we come back, we're going to give you our contest rules for tomorrow night's contest. It's based on the Super Bowl halftime show. We'll also take in phone calls at 407-774-8255. And don't forget to download that free WORL-FM app. That's WORL-FM app. You'll find it at your iTunes store or the Google Play store. Okay, go there, download WORL-FM, and participate in tonight's poll. Is Laura Dern a good fit for the Star Wars series? You got three options. Yes, no, and you thought she was eaten up by a dinosaur. We'll be right back.
Chris, that's absolutely great. You know, there's a dog barking like a dog. Oh, wait a second. Is that Hillary?
That's Hillary.
Oh, no. Ladies, do you believe that Hillary would just be as low as a dog?
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Nick.
Very fitting.
Appreciate it. All right, 407-774-8255 is the number. And did you hear about Jeb Bush evidently let the domain name he had for his website expire? Somebody didn't pay the bill. Somebody on the Trump side found out. So now when you go to JebBush.com or whatever it is, you go to Trump's website.
Yeah, that's being on the ball, though. I mean, that's playing every angle there is. You know? That's a businessman.
He's supposed to have all these millions, and he couldn't cough up. What does it cost, like $20 a year for something like that?
But it compliments again to Trump. I mean, the guy's on the ball. What can you say?
Somebody's on the ball, and you'll be on the ball, too, if you join LIFA at golifa.com or text LIFA, L-I-F-A, to 53445. All right, before we get back to the conversation with the ladies, we want to go to Diane, who's on the line. Diane, thank you for calling tonight.
Hey, you guys. The question was thrown out there. Who's in charge of your life? That would be God.
Well, that's very true.
I agree.
The big boss.
I agree.
That's right, the boss.
And God tells us in Romans 13 that we have to respect the laws of government. So when we respect immigration, the laws of immigration of any country, we're respecting God. God's
laws. That's exactly right. You ladies are awesome. And that is why I am voting and promoting and working hard like a dog for Ted Cruz.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Good for you. Good for you.
God
bless you.
And by the way, if you hear about Cruz rallies or meetings or anything going on around here, feel free to call us and let us know.
Absolutely, I will. But he is a godly man, and I believe that God raised him up for such a time as this when we need him. And if we do not believe in God, we do not believe in Cruz.
All right. He's got a good spokesperson in you, Diane. All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate you being out there. And golifa.com is where you can find these ladies. Aubrey Kahn is on the line. Aubrey is our frickin' American.
Whoa, that was close. American. Welcome home, Mike.
Thank you, Aubrey. It's good hearing your voice.
Yeah, we have to get together and watch you drink some martinis.
I like that. Watch me.
Anyway, go ahead.
I'm on Diane's side on this. On the immigration thing, you know, I'm worried about Trump because he was for immigration. Now he's against it, and he said, he said in an interview himself that he has no problems changing if that's what he needs to do.
Well, ladies, would you want to address that?
I never heard anyone, not a media personality, not any politician, ever speak about immigration, period. The first one that spoke up was Donald Trump. Now, I don't endorse people because we're a 501c3, and I know we have caliber candidates out there. They're all very, very good, the top three or four. I love Dr. Carson as well. So they're all excellent. But when it comes to illegal immigration, the one that dared, because nobody else dared, speak up was Donald Trump. So I like him. I give him a gold medal in that issue.
Take that, Aubrey.
Well, you know, I understand that. And, you know, I like Trump, too, but...
Well, I understand your reservations, and it's reservations that I've heard from a lot of people, that they like what he says, they just don't know if they can really believe him.
But if it is the focal point of your campaign, I don't know how he could back off.
Yeah, but see, I think his ego...
That is the focal point of his campaign.
If anything, his ego won't let him not do what he's saying. And so from that aspect, I think that he will follow through. And the one thing I think he will do almost immediately is build the wall. Because it would be a physical representation of him keeping his promise and something that no one else could or would do. And why people think that he won't do, I don't know how many times Michael Medved has said, oh, you know, he'll never build the wall. He's talking about building a 40-foot wall.
No, he's going to build the wall, assured.
Ladies, haven't we already built a wall and fences across part of the border? Have we not?
Why do you have a wall around your house?
Yeah, but have we not already built part of the wall?
Yes.
We have.
Yes, of course we have.
Okay, and all he's saying is that he would finish it. And why people don't think that he would do that is beyond me.
They're underestimating his talent.
If he does build the wall, he will get Mexico to pay for it because the way he will do it is he will stop sending the United States government's aid, which which is about $300 billion a year, to Mexico.
He'll make a deal.
So that's how you get Mexico to pay for it. You use the aid you send them to build the wall.
So they
can have Aubrey inspect it, too, once it's completed. Right.
You know what? I inspected a brand-new home today, and there's code issues there, too.
Well, didn't you say that you'll go anywhere as long as people are willing to pay?
Yeah, there we go. We'll get a helicopter and fly them right over, you know.
If you pay, I will go. They want me to go and inspect the Great Wall of China.
Yeah.
If you pay, I will go.
Yeah.
Why don't you go to Israel, Aubrey? Because in Israel, they have a wall, and it's very effective. Very effective.
Yeah, I'm actually thinking I might be going there in April to see my aunt, who lives in Jerusalem.
Oh, hey, that's wild.
You love
it. You can hook up with Abe Katzman, go tooling around on his motorcycle.
There you go.
All right. All right, Aubrey, thanks. Appreciate
your
point.
Have a good evening, everyone. Thanks. God bless.
Yeah. God bless.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the wall, I believe him when he says he's going to build it.
I believe it in a figurative sense. I think he will build as much concrete type wall as possible, but I believe there'll be gaps in all. But it will be a wall.
But he will protect it. He will protect it. It's not that difficult.
It would be easier to patrol. You could put up cameras on it and stuff.
Right.
I mean, it's in essence an easy construction task. You get some big old what they call ditch witches or some backhoes, and you dig a trench. Then you come in with some cranes or some loaders or whatever, and you bring in these precast, like 10 by 10 foot sections of concrete. You set them down in the hole, and you stack them one on top of one another until you got it 40 feet high, and you move on. We could build miles in one day. I guarantee you, a construction company would set up a system where they would be building miles of this stuff every day.
And imagine Trump doesn't know anything about construction, does
he? No, he don't know a thing about construction. He only builds skyscrapers and things in New York.
No relation.
Which are monumental construction tasks compared to building a freaking wall.
You know, I have to be to fulfill a promise to a lady in Mesquite, Nevada. She said, please ask people if they wouldn't mind taking a rock or a brick to the border with their last name, you know, like
the
Hansberger family. And before you know it, we'd have a wall.
it's just a matter of doing it. It is not a complicated task. Why people don't think that it can be done is beyond me. The only reason it hasn't been done is because nobody wanted to do it from either party. They wanted the illegals coming in here. They wanted them here.
We needed the builder. We needed the builder, businessman. We haven't had a businessman.
Well, we haven't had someone who believed that open borders was a bad policy.
Right.
All right. Prior to now, and even now, the establishments think open borders is okay. We can manage it, right? We'll manage it. That's what you hear out of the likes of people who don't believe Trump will build the wall. Yeah. Well, we'll secure the border by managing
it. That means they're going to do nothing, Chris.
That's exactly what it means. People are so sick and tired of. And that's why Moby Dick is bigger and stronger than ever. All right. If you want to join with LIFA, please go to golifa.com or text on your phone LIFA, L-I-F-A, to 53445. Now, tomorrow's Thursday. We're going to be running one of our contests, and Mike has come up with another interesting contest.
This is an interesting contest. We've had many great responses from our listening audience, and this contest, I was pretty much appalled being at the Super Bowl by Beyonce's the act she put on there. I still can't believe that the NFL...
Don't forget about Coldplay.
I know, but I can't believe that she... You know, this was approved by the NFL. I mean, this was really a blatant racist act. And the idea is they dressed up like Black Panthers. They come out, you know, they dance around, jump all over, and then all of a sudden they put up Malcolm X's, sign. Well, you know what? Sports is not for any form of. We don't need to bring in race, and you know this is a game. It's supposed to be a lot of fun.
Usually, that's where people go to get away.
I know.
From all that
and,
stuff.
I mean, we didn't need this, and this had a tone that was pretty ugly. And as of Tuesday, I know there was a group that marched on the NFL office, not a big group, that protested it. And then the Black Lives Matter, they showed up, and then it was canceled. Meaning the but. So we felt maybe it's time here that we do our own little halftime show, and we're going to encourage our listeners. Think of a halftime show that could compare to something like Beyonce.
Is that a response to.
Right, in response. So my halftime show, I'm going to dress, I'll take maybe 400 people, dress them in a white outfit. I'm going to dress 400 in a black outfit. Then I'm going to have them dance around, you know, like they do at the halftime show, the music. And then they go into a formation of our president's head, you know, Barack Obama's face right there, right? Then I'm going to bring the symbol of American greatness, the American bald eagle. I'm going to have him fly right over Obama's head and defecate.
And I was going to say.
And I think that will symbolize exactly what he has done to America over the last 7.5 years. And you know what? Wouldn't that be just a picturesque halftime show? No politics, just an answer. So if you're out there, create your own halftime show because the bar is your turn to say thank you, Beyonce.
All right, so that's going to be our contest for tomorrow. You'll be playing for a $20 gift card to Cafe Positano. Compliments of Jerry and Janice Shepherd of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service, jerrysmb.com, and some great bumper stickers, including Liar, Liar, Pantsuit on Fire.
How many of them do we have left, Chris? That's terrific. We still got some.
We still got a couple of dozen.
And I think she'd bring us some more.
Well, she re-upped. She did.
Oh, she did?
She sent us some more, yeah. We ran out of the first batch. Now we got a second batch. And
that's
the second
right.
batch, the stickers are actually a little bit bigger. And so that's for tomorrow night. And then don't forget, tonight you can participate in the online poll, well, our app poll. And the app poll question is Laura Dern a good cast fit for the new Star Wars movie? And then tomorrow there'll be a new online poll question. Now, Nick LoCicero has got his show back on live. Now it's on Wednesday nights from 9 to 11. Right, Nick?
Yeah.
And tonight you're going to do a what now?
Okay, tonight we are doing something very special. There's a lot of lonely Disney fans out there, and we are trying to bring two people together. So we are, for the first time ever, doing WDWNT, The Dating Game.
Uh-oh,
wow.
Now you know this is a Salem Media Group station,
yeah.
Right?
I do. We're very tasteful about it.
Okay.
We have a lovely lady contestant, and she has three bachelors that are going to vie for her love tonight.
Oh, yes. Are you one of those bachelors?
No, I am not.
Well, you know, Nick, you can cook, you can dance, you're a singer.
Yeah, runs marathons.
Yeah.
Well, you're quite the catch there,
you know,
fella.
If one of those three guys doesn't work out, then...
Yeah, he's a swinging single. You know what I mean? So.
All right, tell people how they can hear you.
Well, they can hear us over at 1520 WVZW from 9 to 11 tonight, but you also listen online at 1520WBCW.com, or you can head over to WDWNT.com. That's our radio show's radio station, and you can stream it right there as well. So lots of places, and we actually put the webcams on in here so you can watch what's going on. And we have a live chat going on.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Okay, all right. You got the old webcam action going on.
Yeah.
That's WDWNT.com.
Oh, that's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, all right. All right, great job, Nick. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll close out the show with some more information from the great gals from LIFA. And don't forget, if you're a Trump fan, there's a Trump rally at the Eastmont Civic Center in Altamont Springs, just south of the intersection of Ronald Reagan and 436. It's already underway, so head on over there. We'll be right back.
Love ya.
All right. We got some hot gals in here with us tonight, too. That'd be Bruni and Amapola from LIFA. GoLIFA.com. Text LIFA to 53445. We were just talking about the halftime show at the Super Bowl, and Bruni, you had something you wanted to mention.
Right. I wanted to segue, since you were talking about symbolism.
Right.
You know, interweaving that into the, you know, possible contest entries.
Right. Yeah.
So a Polish magazine cover is right now making the rounds in Europe. It's by the translation would be The Network is the name of the magazine, and it's has the headline The Rape of Europe. And what it depicts is a fair-skinned woman, and she's draped into the European flag, which is blue with the golden stars. And it's a clash of civilizations, and the article basically talks about that the collapse of the West is not inevitable due to, and they say, Islamic rape. You know, because on that picture, what they show, the women is the woman is draped right in the flag.
I saw it
in the flag, but it shows the hands of darker skinned men, mainly trying to rip it off of her.
Right,
and that's where the title "Rape of Europe," you know, comes in. But what they say in the article is, you know, civilizations die from suicide, not by murder, and it's basically it was their choice to invite all these people in, you know, and now they're dealing with a catastrophe.
Right,
they committed suicide,
human, economic, and otherwise.
Suicide.
Yes. Yeah, and I think people sort of instinctively know that. For instance, there was an exit poll from the New Hampshire, or they called it an entrance poll. It was a poll of people who went and voted that day. And they found that of Republicans, I think it was 64% agreed with Donald Trump on a temporary ban for Muslims coming into this country. I see you're nodding your head. Do you see a lot of agreement with people out there about that?
Well, if they didn't misbehave, people wouldn't feel so terrified, but wherever they go, they rape women. So, my goodness.
But it's also just a common sense, you know, why would you bring anybody in until we could show how we can handle everything properly, and they can handle it in the sense of their social mores and everything else. If they fit in, fine. Well, but we need time to look at this picture. There's too much at risk financially and nation security.
And go ahead.
Yeah, we've been told they can't vet them properly.
Well, so it's not only that, and I think this goes to the heart of the article you were talking about. You said it was called The Rape of Europe.
Correct.
And that is, and this is something that mystifies me about, you know, and I like Michael Medved. I met him a couple of times. He's a great guy. But it mystifies me that he thinks that these people are going to come here and assimilate.
No.
They are not. They are not coming here to assimilate. They are coming here to infiltrate and take. And the thought that we could somehow Americanize, he calls it Americanizing these people. It just doesn't happen is if they don't want to be Americanized. And this is the problem with illegal immigrations, and it's the problem with the refugees. They're not coming here to become Americans.
That's right.
They're coming here to take advantage of us, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. And they don't want to adapt because their loyalty is to, well, in the case of the Mexicans, they are loyal to Mexico, a lot of them, not the legal ones, but the illegal ones. They are very loyal to Mexico. And the Middle Eastern, the Islamic men and women, they just are more loyal to their faith than they are to the Constitution of the United States of America. They believe
Union?
In Sharia law. They don't believe in the Constitution.
Yeah, they don't believe in the European Union. They don't believe in the Constitution. They don't believe in anything if it's not Muslim.
Right.
Right.
And in Europe, you know, Middle Easterners and North Africans who have assimilated, are integrated, those communities actually are suffering as much from this influx of, you know, people right now, because it just it ruins it for everybody, you know, because they're suffering the same. You know, the criminality, you know, the women being accosted, they're doing it. The refugees coming in are doing it indiscriminately.
Are the authorities in Germany still more or less trying to downplay what's going on?
Yes, yes, definitely. That has not changed. But people have woken up, and due to the ubiquity of social media and everything, I mean, Merkel's, Angela Merkel, the German chancellor, her favorability ratings were like 75% April last year. Now, this week is 46%.
I was going to ask you that.
Mm-hmm. Price is that high?
It should be minus 75%.
Yeah, I think it'd be like 7% or something.
Minus.
Well, you got to figure there's liberals in Germany too that probably think this. Yeah, it's some growing pains, but it'll be okay.
The
right?
problem with liberals, they never take any of these people into their house.
Of course,
you know, the Obamas. Why don't you take 10 to 15? There's plenty of rooms in the White House. You know, why don't you Al Gore take? Well, we don't want these people around. Well. Then why do you play like you do?
Why don't they tear down that wall that surrounds the White House and then allow the illegals?
Like a little camp there
to camp out there.
Yeah, I saw a great example on a video by a Swedish politician who was saying, you know, all the multi-culti politicians are bringing in all the foreigners and the cost and criminality, you know, that they cause, but they themselves, you know, sell their houses, you know, where they're maybe not quite happy with the neighborhood, and then they move into areas that are predominantly Swedish, very homogeneous, you know, and everybody else is stuck.
Right. I mean, those with capital can move. Those with not are there, and they're the ones that suffer from the crime, the rape, and all the
utter hypocrisy.
Other aspects.
Yes.
No, you're very much.
And they
market.
Send their children to private schools. They don't send them to public schools.
Right.
Didn't the Obamas send their kids to public schools? Oh, no, that's right.
yes. Yeah. And in classes where you have a majority of foreigners, the native children are bullied. You know, they're literally persecuted. You know, their lives are made miserable.
Or you get the reverse.
Yeah, one way or the other.
But you know, these are the people who gave us desegregation and that sort of thing. You know, and forced people. So they're used to this sort of thing, and they don't see this as being any different than a black or white issue here in the United States. Unfortunately, it is very different. It is so totally different when you're talking about Islam. But anyway, illegal immigration is something we need to clean up, and we need to do it right now. And you can help doing it by joining LIFA. Please go to golifa.com or text LIFA to 53445 and be in the know. And these refugees are coming into the country. They're being brought in serendipitously. And so nobody really kind of notices until they show up in church or something.
Or they announce it, you know, 6 months later. Oh, by the way, we brought 2 million in. Oh, great.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. And they're coming to Florida. They're coming to Georgia. They're coming to every state in the union because, as I said, this administration wants to plant and spread them around so it'd be that much more difficult to send them back.
The remedy. Right. I know. Did you on our website, golifa.com, there is an article on.
Okay, you have to wrap it up.
UPS, chartered airplanes, full of Muslims, and then the buses wait for them. They land and they go. Off they go.
All right, Nick, what's the results on our poll so far?
16% say yes, Laura Dern is good for the new Star Wars film. 33% say no, and 50% say wasn't she eaten by a dinosaur in Jurassic Park?
We got listeners with a great sense of humor, don't we? All right, that's going to wrap it up. And you can find out that information about how these immigrants are coming to the nation. I know there's some dispute about that, but they're getting snuck in here. And if you don't think that it is, just ask, how are they getting here then? Are they coming in on the daily flights from London? No. All right. Night, everybody.
Night.
News, opinion, passion. FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer. WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando.